Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break. This is your host, Ray I, here at Eye on the Outdoors.
Enjoy the big island of Hawaii. And, of course, it's always fun to see my friends and family over there. Mr. John Sabati is one of those. John Boy, and it's interesting how many people at the National Turkey Federation, guys that come up, industry people, say, hey, what have you done to John? From the first time I hunted out there with Johnny, and anyway. But we're going to run out and grab John. We got a little intro song for our little buddy out there. Can we do that, Maddie? Yeah, listen, a little chant of the island. Because we're going to go out to the big island of Hawaii. What is it, like 4 or 5 hours difference? He's up really early. He had to go out and slap the rooster this morning. Listen to that music. Oh. First segment of the show, you heard a little Hawaiian roost to the old turkeys and Errico Franklin. And now we're going to go talk out to the myth, the legend, the man, my friend, Chant of the Island, yeah, the one and only John Sabati. Hey, John Boy.
Hey, aloha, Ray.
Hey, what time is it out there, buddy?
Right now it's about 2:45.
Oh, perfect. 2:45. Yeah, just about right. Well, it's about time you go up the mountain anyway, isn't it, John?
Yes, sir.
How's our turkeys? I saw in one of your emails you guys were needing a little rain out there.
Well, actually, we had some tropical storms roll in, so we got a lot of thunder, lightning, lots of rain, hail.
Oh, nice. The gods out there must have thought for sure I was coming out.
I think so.
I saw you had a little lava flow deal. That didn't come too close to you guys, did it?
No, that's about 100 miles away.
Okay, all right. I saw that on the news. Every time something blows up out there, I think about you guys and your family. But knowing you, you'd end up on a mountain someplace hid, so you'd be safe.
Yeah, well, we're hunting all on a volcano. We live on a volcano, so it's something we got to get used to.
Yeah. Well, tell our listeners about hunting the big island of Hawaii. Give us a little turkey report. How's our turkeys doing out there, Johnny?
Well, you know, we only got 2 seasons, wet and dry, and the rain kicks off the breeding. So breeding's in full swing. And gobblers are all hemmed up, but that's the best time of the year that I like because it's challenging and fun. But this week is going to be even more challenging because we got the big moon, full moon.
Right, yeah.
You know what happens during a full moon.
Yeah, like last time I was there when I was taking a leak in the hole, in the lava hole, and the pig came out. With my
yep.
Yeah, that's what happens under full moon. You still laugh about that, don't you, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the moon, them turkeys can see you, and them things will be gobbling in the dark.
Yeah, and what's really frustrating is if the gobbler is really hot, and then he'll pitch off in the dark, and he'll be on the ground. And
yep.
just like that one that walked right past you, but wasn't legal shooting time.
It wasn't legal shooting time. He was on the ground. And I use that segment quite a bit, John, because I videotaped him skylighted on the roost, gobbling and strutting on the roost. And then when he flies down, the camera goes completely black. It's too dark to even videotape. And he's on the ground walking and gobbling.
Yeah, that was, what, 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Aren't they fun? But I was telling our listeners in the first segment, one of the first times out there with you when we went up there on Kealia Ranch and got up there and it started getting daylight and, oh, my gosh, the turkey started like the waves around the mountain. You could look down through the clouds, down on the clouds, looking down on the clouds and see the ocean way down there. But look up and see a little bit of snow on Mount Mauna Kea. Boy, it doesn't get much better than that. It started real warm at the bottom. By the time we got to the top, we had to wear a jacket.
Oh, it's pretty cold up on top. It's running with a wind chill factor about 35 degrees.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of snow on the mountain and frost on the ground. So we're hunting at about 7,000 feet elevation.
Yeah.
And you but if I go on a public land, it's hunt as high as 10,000.
Yeah, that's up there, man. That's really up there. And when you start down at the beach, what's the temperature down there when you start down and start up the mountain?
Before sunrise, it's about 70.
Yeah, 70, and then you go up into that. And then as you go up, one thing that you've done every time I've been out there for the guys, and they don't even realize it, like when we had Butsky and Walker out and some of the outdoor writer media people, is that when you come down the mountain, you take your time and you stop and you talk about stuff and you give them something to drink because you're acclimating them to the altitude both up and down, because you got to do that, because I know the potato chip bags, they'll explode sometimes up there at 9,000, 10,000 feet.
Yeah, you know, your water bottle will blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to get acclimated. If not, you come down too quick, and then they get that altitude sickness.
Right, right. And I wanted to let everybody know about that. Because one of my first trips out there, we didn't get out there to the airport to midnight. Got to the room. It was 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then the guys picked us up. We were on the mountain at 3 and went up to about 7,000, 8,000 feet with no sleep. And, boy, was I miserable. One, because of the altitude, and two, no sleep, you know, and all that time change. In the travel, oh my gosh, I don't ever want to do that again. And that's why I like coming out with you, John. You come down, you get me at the airport, you throw me in a nice room, we rest a day, we go out and eat, we go look around, then we go hunt. We get rested up, kind of get acclimated to the time change and the altitude. It works really well.
Yeah, that's fun. When people come out, you know, a lot of them come out with their family, so especially if they come out with their wives, and the wives only give them one day to hunt, and the rest, yeah, they got to play first. You're under the gun in one day.
Yeah, but you usually pull that off, John. You've been really good. You've got a good high success rate for taking hunters out and being able to get them a bird in one day, because you're almost forced to, because the guy, that's the only time they got it, he said, because the wife's got him by the nose ring the rest of the trip.
Right, you know, and if they go out a second day, they're really hurting because the wife's holding a charge card. So
yeah. How long?
They go on a shopping spree, and that gets painful.
Yeah, it gets very painful.
On Kealia Ranch, you know, I run a limited amount of hunts, and it's about 20,000 acres. You come hunt with me, you're the only hunter on the ranch for a day.
Yep.
I reserve a roost site, so each hunter works a roost that nobody else has worked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're able to boast 100% success rate over the past 10 years.
How's the Menahuni population? Is the weather affected them? Are they pretty much the same?
No, it's pretty stable, but now with all this rain, we're getting a whole lot of damn feral clowns. So that's becoming a problem. I've seen some fresh droppings all over the place the other day.
Kind of colored, aren't they? Kind of look like Skittles?
Yep, exactly. Your cousin, your half-brother, Willie Jones,
He's
got a spot. He's got about a couple dozen gobblers going off on that side. So
God bless Willie Joe.
That little guy, right?
Willie, little guy. He's got a Boone and Crockett. He's still got that Boone and Crockett mullet?
Oh, absolutely. He put Dog the Bounty Hunter to shame.
All right, John, give our listeners how they can contact you to book a hunt.
Your best way is to just call my cell phone. It's 808-896-0972. Or you can shoot me an email, John Kona, J-O-N-K-O-N-A, at hawaii.rr.com.
If you want to see this guy in action, just pick up a couple of Ray-Eye DVDs from my website. You'll see John Sabati all over it. And, man, you'll see what a pro this guy is. Right, Johnny?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You going on the mountain this morning?
Oh, yes.
Silly question. Silly question. All right. Well, say hi to everybody. Give Kimmy and Mommy a hug for me and tell my cousin Willie Joe I said hey. And
okay, and then one day soon I hope to get back out there in Missouri. I had a great hunt with you out there. That was really fun.
We got to bring you back. We got to get you back out here. We'll get that worked out, okay?
All right.
All right, John boy. I miss you, buddy. Looking forward to seeing you.
I miss you, too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.